This is the third morning service on November 10th, 2019. The message is delivered by Pastor Hong. The message title is Deadline from Book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 through 30.
Good morning. Please turn to a book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 through 30. The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace so hot, that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and the royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the god of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other god can save in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. The passage we have just read challenges our fixed idea. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonian Empire, because of his fear and also excessive self-assertiveness, created a golden statue as his incarnation and forced people to bow down before that statue. Otherwise, he put those who do not follow the order be put into the burning furnace. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not worship the statue, and neither bow down before it. So as a result, they were put into the 7 times hotter furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the blazing furnace. Verse 21. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. So the furnace used here was not the usual the furnace with wood. And somehow, it was made seven times hotter than usual. And it was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were firmly tied, were thrown into the blazing furnace. And this event really challenges our fixed idea. What is fixed idea or stereotyped idea? That is an idea that so firmly fixed that it determines our act. Everybody has some kind of fixed ideas. For example, in the book of John, Martha's brother, Lazarus, got sick and died. And when Jesus said that he was going to raise Lazarus, and Jesus said, "Take away the stone." But Martha said, "But Lord, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." What was the fixed idea of Martha? The idea she took for granted so much. She thought that Lazarus could have been healed if Jesus came before Lazarus died. So her fixed idea was death is the end of the whole story. So she was saying as if, "Don't do anything useless, meaningless, because my brother's been dead for 4 days. It's going to stink." She was a bit irritated. Before this passage, Martha said, "I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God." So she had the right answer to acknowledge who Jesus is. But she had the fixed idea that the death is the end. This is the same in the book of Daniel. Most of the people who were present there, present at this event, had a fixed idea. They might have thought that God may come to rescue Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego before they were put into the furnace. But once they are in the fire, everybody thought that this is the end. The end of the story. So humanly speaking, there was no hope once they were put into the fire. But Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego who refused to worship the golden idol, and thrown into a blazing furnace. They passed the critical line that they could be saved. Everybody thought that way. But it was not the end. And verse 23, these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of God's." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Do you understand what the message is here? It is that the human fixed ideas are not always correct. And from time to time, the Lord God, His work begins when we think we have already passed the critical line. So God works exceeding our fixed idea. But please do not misunderstand. It does not mean that all the believers of Jesus Christ would not be burnt or wet or victimized in any situations. But today's passage is telling us how we live, as a Christian. For someone to live his life faithfully in the evil world like Babylon, he might experience something that exceeds the usual fixed idea, like what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego experienced. Why did Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego have to be put into the blazing fire? It was to keep their faith in God, the God of the Scripture. To keep their faith in God of the Scripture, they were willing to take any financial loss or the loss of their social reputations. To keep their faith in God of the Bible, they were willing to be ignored or expelled from the community. They were willing even to die for their faith in God of the Bible.
And when they passed that the critical line, meaning that when they were put into the furnace, God was there. In verse 25, there was a fourth man in the furnace. We don't know whether it was Christ or the servant of the Lord. In any case, God was there. The issue for Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego was where God would be with them. Whether it was in the blazing fire of furnace or not, if God is there, they knew that that would be the best solution, and they acted on it. I hope you do not misunderstand me, but I went to America because I wanted to quit pastor's job. But in the process to decide to return to Megumi Church as a senior pastor, I struggled. Asking myself where God will be with me. Personally, I did not want to come back to a Tsuchiura Megumi Church as a senior pastor because it's too difficult to succeed a great pastor Seno, and it's beyond my capability. And it's going to be a tough job. So to me, coming back to a Tsuchiura Megumi Church was like a burning furnace. Because of my struggles, my wife at one point suggested me to consider an alternative to stay in America. But when I focused my thoughts on where God will be with me in my life, the only solution, the only answer was to come back to Megumi Church. And I've been here in this burning furnace for 1 year. I'm pretty fine. My hair is still there. And I usually wear the short sleeves and short pants, and I'm not burnt. And above all, God has been with me, and it is so obvious that God is with me, not just in my view, but also others are seeing that too. We need to consider where God will be with us when we think about our life. And at the same time, we need to seek where God might be with us by going against the common sense or the fixed idea of this world.
Pastor Seno told me a story once. When he was a pastor in Anjo, in Aichi Prefecture, as a pastor, there was an economical recession of oil shock. And one young man in the church who was working in Toyota was asked to work on Sunday. But he did not want to accept that order so easily, and he used his paid vacation to attend the Sunday morning service. When he shared this story to the young man of this church after the 3/11, because quite a few people were asked to work on Sunday after that event, and they thought they have to go to work on Sunday. But when he shared the story of Anjo's young man, some of them took a paid vacation on Sunday in order to keep their worship service. Or there's a story of a civil servant who was asked to sing a national anthem, which is to praise the emperor. He refused to sing or stand up. And he was punished for that, and he lost the case in the court. Or sometimes in the community, Christians are asked to donate some money to support the festival of shrine in the community. And he might choose not to give a donation in the community. Or some may choose not to drink alcohols in the drinking party at work. And things like that. We may have to choose to resist this world's trend and to be willing to be forgotten or neglected by doing so as a Christian. When we think this is it, or there is no hope, God brings the blessings. When we think the humanly critical line, it can be exceeded by God, or can be stretched by God. So what is most important is whether or not God will be there with us. In the book of Genesis chapter 39, Joseph was put into the jail for a false charge of adultery. But in this chapter, three times the Bible talks about the success of Joseph. Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 and 3 and 39. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, verse 23, the warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. What is a success? It might be not to fail or to achieve something. But in the story of Genesis 39, nothing worked for Joseph. Because of his belief, and he was faithful to what he believed, who he believed, he had to spend 13 years in the jail. So the results of his faithful life was the burning furnace. And the Bible says Joseph was successful. Why is he successful? Why is he said to be successful? What made him successful? God was with Joseph, the Bible says. And this is what made him successful. The Bible does not say that the success is not to be in the prison. But to be in the prison, if he had to walk in faith. So, the success depends on whether or not God, the Lord, is with us. The climax of the story of the book of Daniel, chapter 3, is a surprise ending. People who were criticizing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego changed to praise and honor them. And their sincere and serious attitudes of their faith Joseph was made into prime minister of Egypt. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, all those three, though they were criticized once, the people changed their attitudes to honor them. And verse 28 of chapter 3, a book of Daniel, the Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to God of the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be burnt into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way." Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego once had a high position, assumed a high position in Babylon, but they were willing to give it away in order to serve God And they chose to be where God is with them. And Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. But now this is what the Lord says: He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. So Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego experienced the word of Isaiah in their lives. What the book of Isaiah says, the book of Isaiah does not say that we will not pass the water, or we will not pass through the rivers, or we will not through the fire. The Bible says you will pass through the water, you will pass through the rivers, or you will walk through the fire. For sure, when we live as a Christian, we pass through the water or rivers or the fire. So do you have the same faith as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Or are you tossed around by the critical line set by the world? What the world considers as the end or the critical line is not end. It's not the end or the critical line for Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. Book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. This is the verse which is often read in Christmas time. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us, Emmanuel. This is often considered that it means God is always with us, anytime, anywhere, and forgives us, which is not wrong, but not precise. So, another name of Jesus, Emmanuel, can demonstrate its power when we put ourselves in the burning furnace in order to keep our faith. When we are in the trend of this world, the power of Emmanuel cannot be demonstrated. When we choose to be where God is with us, for the first time, we know what it means, what the Emmanuel means. So, is where you are now where God is with you. Let us pray.